This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 19, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. It'll be sunny, breezy, with temperatures in the upper 80s today. Beverly City Council has voted to spend slightly over $3 million for repairs to the city's library and central fire station. Paul Layton reports on SalemNews.com that the library will be getting a geothermal heating and cooling system while exterior building work is planned for the fire station.
We've been on so many mulch fires this year, Rick. It's almost ridiculous, to be honest with you.
That's Gloucester Fire Department Chief Eric Smith imploring residents to use extra caution in preventing fires during this long dry spell. In Peabody, Mayor Ted Betancourt's chief of staff has been tabbed to become the city's business and economic development liaison. Caroline Enos reports on SalemNews.com that Christopher Ryder will continue to be the mayor's chief of staff along with his new role. The Daily Item is reporting that in the state Senate's transportation bill passed on Friday, there is money to begin to establish a trolley that will run from Peabody to the Salem Commuter Rail Station. And in a story that was updated on our website yesterday, a 21-year-old Lynn man that was pulled from the water at the Breakheart Reservation in Saugus on Sunday afternoon died Monday at an area hospital. Mayor Salas Lopez was at Breakheart with family members on Sunday when the incident occurred, according to today's Daily Item of Lynn. And be sure to check out MSO News Sports throughout the day for updates on news and sports, as well as our Connections Spotlight interviews. Sports Next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports. The Red Sox are off for the Major League All-Star Game that will be played tonight in Los Angeles. The Navigators lost to the Newport Gulls 7-6 last night on the road. Tonight, the Navs play at Ocean State, first pitch at 6:30. Area Little League playoffs resume later this week. Lynn Babe Ruth 15s start their World Series play on Friday in Keene, New Hampshire. Lynn will play Vermont at 1 o'clock at the Keene State campus. And a reminder, Kelly Media's The North Shore Sports Desk with Nick and Nick and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk are back again this weekend for local sports talk right here on MSO News Sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.